If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Spilling Royal Tea with Sean Mandel and Craig Robert Young.
So, we have some big news this week.
Huge.
It's not a story about Donald Trump, I swear.
No, because that would be huge.
Right, okay.
Huge.
Okay, so the huge news is that Kate Middleton, Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge, has given birth to her third child.
A boy.
A little baby boy. Well,
and,
maybe.
And not, guess what?
What?
It was predicted by our psychic, remember?
That's true.
Shirley predicted that it was going to be a boy.
Shirley.
I mean, it was 50-50.
I was going to say, but... she had, the odds were, you know, were pretty in her favor. But you know what? I trust Shirley, and I know that, you know, she was channeling that energy then.
I wonder if she'll stop now that she's got a spare.
Well, she had, no. This is a perfect segue into what's really interesting about this birth. So, okay, so first of all, just to backtrack a little bit, this little baby boy doesn't have a name yet, weighed in at 8 pounds, 7 ounces, so it's not that little of a boy, actually.
It's huge.
It's huge. poor Kate. And the birth happened pretty quickly. She arrived, I believe, at the Lindo Wing at St. Mary's Hospital around 8 a.m., gave birth at 11:01. William showed up pretty quickly and then brought the kids.
I know, I saw those pictures.
Oh,
this little Charlotte is adorable.
Charlotte is a scene stealer. I'm obsessed with her, and she needs to get, I know, like, there's all the George Instagram accounts. We need Charlotte Instagram accounts. Speaking of Charlotte, this brings up your point about the spare, right?
Yeah.
So the whole thing, usually you say you need to have the heir and the spare, right? That was William and Harry.
Yeah.
Just God forbid something happened, you have a spare to inherit the title and the crown and the legacy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So normally in years past, that's true. Like, Charlotte would not have been considered the spare, right? Because she's female.
Yeah.
And so the preference is to pass on the title to male heirs. But starting in 2012, there was a new law that stated that it would no longer fit. It was taking out the sexism that was basically inherent to what's called primogeniture, which is like, you know, first son gets the title. So basically, what changed was is that it allowed for whoever was born first, whether it's male or female, to inherit the title. So for the first time, Charlotte is the first princess who is not going to be...
By a man.
Right, who would not be jumped over.
Yeah,
like if
about time.
Right, if George abdicated or for some reason unfortunately passed away, the next person in line will be... Charlotte, not this new little baby who we don't know his name yet. But that's another little interesting tidbit, is there is some betting taking place on what the name for this little boy is going to be.
Do you have any insight, Sean, or any guesses?
Well, the top numbers right now are suggesting that Arthur is the favorite. 6-4 odds.
Arthur or Martha?
Arthur. this is according to a UK betting site and place, Ladbrokes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do you know them?
I do. I've had a flutter or two of them in my time.
Okay. All right. Back in your day.
Yes.
So that's the top name, followed by James, which is actually Kate's brother, the name, James Middleton. And then Philip and Albert follow quickly after that.
Well, wouldn't it be funny if it was Spencer?
You know what? You're the second person to suggest this to me.
Really?
Yeah. One of my colleagues suggested that, like, Spencer would be such a great name.
It would,
because
Diane Spencer.
Right.
Her last name.
Acknowledge the family. So we will wait with breath that is bated for more information about the little royal baby prince.
And we'll see who becomes a millionaire with Ladbrokes.
Yeah, I know. I'll be curious. I mean, especially if it's, you know, a dark horse contender, you can make a lot of money. So we will wait and see. So check out the next episode, a full episode of Spilling Royal Tea, and we'll talk to you later.